Welcome to Add to Party. Friendship Simulator Masquerading is a new show. I'm your host, James Hartwell, and I'm joined by...
Charles Jamont, and I'm joined by...
Andy K.
Oh, hello.
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 How are you?
You smell that in the air, baby?
I don't know. What am I smelling?
Canadian wildfires. No, but what? Also E3 season. Oh, yeah, it's like LA over here.
Is Canada on fire?
Oh, yeah, it is, buddy.
Canada on fire. When did this happen? NPR didn't tell me about this.
The Quebecois are on fire, actually.
I don't know what that means.
The people.
Wait, is that
Quebec.
Why my air quality was low the other
Yes,
day?
That is why your air quality is low.
I got an alert on my phone. I had to Google what bad air quality was. I've never seen that before. And the recommendation is to close your windows when the air quality is bad, which makes sense. But how am I going to stay cool if my windows were closed? I was debating, do I open my windows and suffer the air? It looked fine outside.
But... Well, let me tell you, the advisory in the Pacific Northwest during warm wildfire season is the two hose portable AC and then an air purifier right next to it.
Yep.
I don't know if I followed that. Two hose portable. What does that mean?
Well, so there's portable ACs that mm-hmm. don't just have one hose that goes out to the window. It uses two, one for in and out.
For some reason, I thought it was like one tube.
Yeah. Well, that there is one hose, eight portable ACs, right?
Oh, okay.
But the reason you do two hoses is so that you keep a constant air pressure in the house. So that, because otherwise you get negative air pressure and your air is being pushed or pulled out of the apartment.
Okay.
With one hose. So that's more for comfort.
Sure.
The next to that is your air purifier to keep the air that's being sucked in good.
Wow. I didn't know about this at all. Yeah. Does this mean I need an air purifier?
Sure.
I don't want one.
If you want to be able to use your window AC during bad air quality times.
Well, that is the first time ever in my life I've seen bad air quality.
And sounds like it, it's not real for you.
I think yesterday the air quality in Boston was worse than that in LA.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, does no one open their windows in LA?
LA has bad traffic.
Or do they just like, have they equalized? Have their lungs and health equalized with the pollution in the air?
It's like New York in the 80s. You know, it's just, there's a nice layer of smog.
Smog just covers everything.
Yeah.
That's too bad. But, well, now I know. Thanks, Canada, for ruining my afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know.
That's what they say because they're Canadian.
It was difficult because it was a nice day out. But anyways, now it's... maybe I'll look it up. But anyways, thank you for that information.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad I could let you know about your issues.
Mm-hmm. You know what's hanging in my air?
What's that?
The smell of mushrooms. Not like psychedelics. That's a whole other
thing. I was about to say, Andy's exploring some horizons.
No, but today I made like a vegetarian dish with HelloFresh. And I was thinking, I might be able to be a vegetarian. Mushrooms are really good. Like, they smell great. And it had like a mushroom stock in it. It was like meaty, but like really good. I don't know. This is my first experience cooking with a mushroom forward dish. It was great. So I wanted to
Charles,
share that.
My apartment. Where do mushrooms fall in your anti-vegetable stance?
I eat mushrooms.
Okay.
Isn't that a new development for you?
It's been about 3 years.
Okay.
Still new.
Yeah, that's still new.
Yeah. But Andy, the look of confusion on my face when you said you could leave meat was like, if this was a live studio audience, they'd be insulted fucking like that. Andy, did you know that when you cook mushrooms with meat, it enhances the flavor of mushrooms too?
I don't know, Charles. This was kind of transformative what I experienced tonight. Because I've had mushrooms in like dishes with meat, but to have like mushrooms be the protein of a dish, I don't actually know if mushrooms have protein, but I mean
They don't.
But you know, they have like a type of like texture and
fiber.
Thank you. To a dish that now I've just been thinking. This is like as of 30 minutes ago, by the way, that I decided I'm vegetarian.
I would say in the last year to 2 years, I have 2 or 3 vegetarian dishes a week.
Really?
In general. Yeah.
See, I thought like I couldn't do that at all. Like, and especially with HelloFresh, I feel like I'm not going to get my money's worth if I don't have a protein in it. But this was wonderful tonight. Oh my gosh.
That's your American indoctrination, Andy, that everything must contain a meat.
I think so. But well, tell me about your vegetarian lifestyle.
I don't know. It's just don't have meat.
I don't.
I don't know really what to tell you. It's like, well, some nights, like, literally, some nights I have like a chickpea dinner. Some nights I have pasta. You know, some nights.
So do you put anything? I guess because when I think of a dish that if it doesn't have meat.
Nights like, I have ramen.
Does it just mean it's just a dish without meat?
Yeah. Hmm,
I didn't say that right.
technically I have 4 dishes a week that's vegetarian.
What is it? Breakfast?
Let's say ramen.
Cereal? Oh.
Well, as a dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like baked potato.
Ah, yeah. Baked potato is so good.
I feel like you didn't see that frame of reference in your head. Yeah. I'm pretty sure you've had just vegetarian coincidental dishes.
That's not true, Charles. Dinner. That's every meal Annie's ever had, an animal has had to die.
Well, I eat buttered noodles sometimes.
That's a vegetarian dish.
That doesn't feel like I can call it a vegetarian dish.
But it is.
It is.
But it doesn't feel like clever. I feel like to make it a vegetarian.
You understand, right? There are literally people who, if they do not have an animal protein with their meal, they don't consider it dinner. Like,
yeah,
that
but
is.
You have like a clever substitute.
You don't have to have. Have you never had a salad for dinner, Andy?
Yeah, but then you put stuff in it. Actually, like no, what? I don't think I've ever had a salad for dinner. No.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I can maybe open a meal with salad, but no.
The Italian in me scoffs at you.
What? I don't. Yeah, I mean,
the joke is Italians eat their salad after dinner.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wait, is that real?
Spaghetti, Andy. Yes. Pastas. You don't have to have meat. There's good sauces.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just feel like, again, there has to be like, I feel like there has to be like some twist to dishes to make it vegetarian. But I guess my buttered noodles are vegetarian.
Andy, have you ever had the grilling cheese from HelloFresh?
I don't know what that is.
Every now and then you'll see it in a week. They'll have a meal where it says like easy grilling cheese or something like that.
No, I've never had that.
It's paneer. And it's a very dense cheese. And what you do is you just kind of fry it in oil and the sides get crispy. It's very good.
Ooh. That's a clever twist.
Yes, I know. That's why I suggested it to you.
That's a vegetarian dish.
Next time you look it up on next time you see it on HelloFresh, why don't you get that?
I will. Well, I am a vegetarian now, so I'm going to have to learn about this lifestyle. Can I use chicken stock in a dish and call it vegetarian?
Well, no. Well, if you want to serve it to a vegetarian, no.
But I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah. Like, ethical vegetarianism, where it's basically like, yeah, you can use stock and everything like that. That's not like a big deal, but it's just, you're not like having animal protein or contributing to like death or whatever with every meal.
That's it. I didn't know this about somebody, I was hanging out with this weekend, but I found out that they don't like buying meat from people.
Wait, from stores, you mean, and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
I don't think I followed that. What was that?
So they don't like buying meat from like stores and or like restaurants and stuff.
Okay.
And because they object to the waste that is created when raising, you know, animals for meat.
Even the treatment, just the waste.
Yeah. It's not about the, I mean, that's a side benefit, right? But they're just like, it's not good for the environment to when you're aggressively for commercial farming for meat, right?
Yeah.
And so they actually just hunt all their food, all their meat.
Yeah,
they just hunt their meat for all their meat.
Wait, like hunt like urban foraging? Well, what are those TikToks? James, you're the expert.
I mean, yeah, and urban they foraging.
They don't have to do that. Yeah. They don't have to hunt in the city, Andy.
Yeah.
they could drive the 2 to 3 hours out of the city.
Well, if this is incorporated into your life, you're going to drive 3 hours every week or something.
Do you know how hunting? If they catch
it? Yeah, you understand how much meat is on a deer. Yeah.
Or like
I just picture like your weekly grocery trip, except now you have to kill animals.
No, it's not weekly.
Oh, no. Oh,
how long can a deer live?
Honestly, this is part of why I have to agree with them that people are too far removed from, you know, their meat and other stuff. Oh,
I purposely remain ignorant. It would make me too sad.
I mean, that's always the thing. I'm like, would I kill a cow to eat it? I'm like, yeah, I would.
I'd kill a cow.
I wouldn't be happy about it, but I'd do it.
Yeah, I'd say sorry.
Yeah, I'd be like, man.
And then humanely kill the animal as fast as possible.
Yeah, that's right.
Are we talking like pressing a button and I can look away to kill it?
I mean, if I had a knife and it was me or a cow.
I was like,
to be fair, the cow might kill me first if I'm not good at it.
I mean, they're not.
That's true. You do.
Yeah.
They'll thrash.
Right? Yeah. Huh. But no, I mean, yeah, it's part of, you have to come at peace with what it means to my partner won't eat veal, and I understand that because it is kind of that and like foie gras too.
Mm-hmm.
What is foie gras?
Oh, Andy, you don't know about foie gras?
No, it sounds like
trigger warning, animal abuse.
God, what?
Yeah,
jump ahead like 2 minutes. Foie gras is like, they force feed ducks food, and literally they shove like a chute down their gullet and just force feed them so that their livers get huge and fatty and delicious.
Oh my God.
And then it's fucked up. Yeah. It's fucked up.
Does any place even serve that?
It used to be a big thing in like fine dining. It's gone slightly out of fashion. If people have been like, you know, this is kind of fucked up. There is slightly more ethical ways to make it, but I've heard from people it's like, it's not the same as when you force fed.
I mean, cruelty is a flavor,
yeah,
isn't it?
No, it is.
Gross. I'm looking it up right now. Super gross. But you can't get it on Amazon, so at least they're not evil that way.
Yep.
Yeah, at least that part's not bad.
Yeah, there you go. At least Amazon has its hands clean of evil.
Hands clean of foie gras.
It's French.
F-O-I-E space G-R-A-S.
Oh, it's illegal?
Yeah, it's illegal. I mean, because it's animal cruelty. Yeah.
They banned it, arguing that, well, for what we discussed.
Yeah.
So it's banned. Cool. Anyways, I'm a vegetarian, so that's no longer a problem for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Everything I eat is ethical. But does that mean I need to like shop at local farms now?
Yeah, you do, buddy. Get in a local butcher co-op.
CSAs or something.
CSAs, yep.
Oh.
Let me tell you though, sometimes you get those meats from those CSAs. It is real good.
Oh, they
are. Damn, if it's not expensive.
My thing is, every couple years, I think to myself, I want to get like a quarter of a cow.
Sure.
Yeah.
But a quarter of a cow is still so much food.
Yeah.
Also like $600.
Yeah.
Oof. Well, it's still, it's a lot though, right?
It's a lot.
Yeah.
But it is a lot of money though.
Yeah, it's basically frozen and then you just don't have to buy meat for like the fucking year.
Sure.
Well, it's like it's one of those things where if you want to do that, you have to get into that chest freezer life. And I'm just not there yet.
Yeah, not there. And it hints at murders is the problem. You know?
Chest freezers are a garage. You just need a space.
No, they only go in garages.
Or basements.
Yeah, that's true. But I feel like
they're I do have my own outlet plug in the basement. But here's the thing. I know if I had a chest freezer in the basement, I would never get anything out of it.
I was just going to say, you got to take that up and downstairs, like food up and downstairs.
Yep.
You don't want to do that.
Right. Like how my family has one in their basement and we had it for 14 years.
And they go up and down the stairs.
You know how many kids they have to make them do it themselves? Instead of
ooh, like that's fair. Put it on the young people. Yeah. They've got the energy. I don't. Do you know how much of a struggle it's to walk downstairs to do my laundry? Mm-mm. I'm not getting food out of that.
Wait, your building doesn't have an elevator?
It does, but I'm on the second floor, and you can't.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I was like, Charles was on the sixth floor.
Yeah. You can take it if you're on the sixth floor, not the second floor.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but you're holding laundry. Seems reasonable then.
It feels weird. When I was wearing a brace, I would use the elevator because then I could like go like, and then people
get one of those nice, like, get little roller ones and just roll it right into the elevator with you.
That's not cool.
Who are you trying to impress in your building? Who already doesn't know you?
To be fair, I don't know if I've seen those rolly ones, or at least no one in my building uses rolly ones.
Well, Andy, you know what that means? You can be the trendsetter.
I'm a trendsetter.
You'd be like, that Andy is always thinking two steps ahead.
It would be nice just to roll my laundry down to the laundry room. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's like I have to like lean it onto my hip and like just swing my body.
Andy,
forward.
What are you doing?
I also try to. So today I'm a vegetarian. Last week I realized.
Last week I brutalized the cow.
Yes. And afterwards I had to do my laundry. And it was an enormous amount, so I decided I'm going to make a commitment to myself. I should do laundry every week. I haven't done it this week, so I've already broken the promise. But do you guys do laundry every week?
Yep.
Oh.
You know, that way it's not a giant thing you have to do.
Yeah, mine, it's the worst.
I used to do it every 2 weeks, but yeah. That is when I had to drive to a laundromat.
Oh, mine is downstairs.
Yes. When I had to drive to a laundromat, I was like, I'm not doing this every week.
No. But like, if you do it every week, that's very manageable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
I just don't know.
Andy, I'm doing laundry 34? Right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I did laundry as soon as I got home from last night while we were doing... Pathfinder.
Huh.
And then it was done by the time we were done.
Andy, I need you to just think about your life slightly more deliberately. You know what I mean?
It takes like multiple days of thinking about laundry to do laundry. You gotta like prepare emotionally for that day.
Do you? Do you like hang out downstairs?
No.
Then what the fuck is your problem?
I have to bring it down there. And then you have to walk up, and then you have to go downstairs again to move it to the dryer, and then you have to walk up, and then you go downstairs again and hope your clothes are dry. It's a lot of stress. Sometimes my clothes aren't all the way
dry. How long have you lived in this building?
Like a million years.
Haven't you figured out how long it takes for your clothes, how many cycles it takes for your clothes to dry? Oh,
it's a roulette.
Charles, is it that bad, or is he just Andy?
Oh, it's just Andy.
Okay, that's fair.
What are you talking about? Well, we've already had this fight, but I dry my clothes on Gentle. Okay.
I mean, yeah, tumble so do dry I. low. So do I.
Wait, I thought you don't use tumble dry low.
No, I used to. I use heavy duty for the wash.
Oh, yeah. You have to do Gentle tumble dry low.
No.
Or Gentle
No, I do heavy duty wash because I am a man who has odors. And then Gentle or not tumble dry low. For the dryer.
Oh.
It takes two cycles. I've never had it fuck up.
Oh, well, that's $1.75 more. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, all right. Well, you know, that's... and for that extra $1.75, I don't think about it.
Yeah. For me, it's this, like, this waiting and this stress.
$1.75 for you?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. It's $1 for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
$1 for 45 minutes.
Wow. No, $1.75, but it is downstairs.
Disgusting.
I know. Anyways, so you guys, that's how I've reinvented myself this week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of things that are ripoffs, like Andy's laundry.
Which, that's fair.
Hey, you know what we don't talk a lot about on this show?
What's that?
Not games.
No.
Let's talk about how Reddit's trying to destroy itself.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
So, if you're unfamiliar with Reddit, it's not just a place where misogynists come to complain about women. it's a pretty lively community. I think we've talked about, if you've ever watched a VOD, but mostly podcast people listen to this, but it's usually where I get my gaming news. It's a news aggregator website. It's also a place where people from communities can come together and post on interest, and those can go as far as, you know, gunpla, cooking, gardening, sexual deviancy.
I remember when someone sent me to Clop Clop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It can get real weird. I mean, it's a big umbrella, right? And for better or worse, right, it's a lot of place where people can find like-minded people and share information. Honestly, it's weird to say this, but thinking about it, it's probably the second biggest repository of knowledge on the internet next to Wikipedia.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Like if Wikipedia is sourced information, Reddit is anecdotal information.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I've been reading, like, especially now with like AI, and as we're tuning algorithms, they want to use spaces like Reddit in terms of informing.
Oh, Andy, I don't know if you read about this, but that is going to come into play.
Yes. And I mean, go ahead, because
yeah. So why are we talking about Reddit destroying itself? So if you're unfamiliar with, so that's what Reddit is. A majority of people, I would say a majority of people, I don't know the exact numbers, but at least half to more of people on their phones use third-party applications to access Reddit. Reddit does have its own official mobile app. I think that only came out like 6 years, 7 years ago at this point. But Reddit's been around for more than a decade. So third-party mobile apps have been supporting Reddit for a long time. And they access Reddit through its API. And not to get too into the weeds of what an API is, but essentially it's just kind of a little gateway that third-party applications can use to query the information from Reddit to display in their applications. And for the longest time, that's been free. And it's been great for everyone. And it's also fair to say, too, it's not just third-party like mobile apps using this, too. There are other websites using it. Reddit Stream, which is a website where it will refresh a Reddit thread on like a fixed basis, so you can always see the newest comments. I use that often for sporting events.
Oh.
I want to see like people like reacting to sporting events in real time.
Mm-hmm.
Or even news. Like if there's like big news going on too, you were using Reddit Stream for that is also very interesting. But also things like mod tools, right? Where people, if you've ever posted to Reddit or gone to Reddit, mods use that API and bots connected to that API to help police their subreddits. And that's going to be a big reason for what we're going to get into why they're killing themselves. Mm-hmm. Like I said, this API has been free for the longest time.
Yeah.
With 30 days notice, they have reached out to all their API. Reddit has reached out to all their API, letting them know of their new pricing. I don't have it right here. I can try to find it. But it is ridiculously expensive.
Wild. Yeah.
Something in the neighborhood of like $1 million for a not acceptable amount of... Here we go. 50 million requests, 50 million API requests will cost $12,000. Which, again, if you say to yourself, well, that's a lot. And to be fair, sure. Apollo, which is the biggest third-party app for Apple and iOS, made 7 billion requests just last month, which would put it at $1.7 million per month, or $20 million U.S. dollars per year. The average Apollo user uses 344 requests per day, which would cost $250 per month, which is over double what the subscription currently costs, so they'd be the red in every month. This, and basically, too, to give some rough comparison, Twitter recently pulled this bullshit, which is why all your third-party apps for Twitter went away. Mm-hmm. And they asked for $42,000 for every 50 million tweets pulled. So, you know, hey, it's $30,000 cheaper than Twitter asked. But, but then you also look at something like Imgur, Imgur, however you want to call it, which is basically, it's kind of a photo image hosting website. It's deeply tied to the history of Reddit, but it's its own website. And they ask only $166 for the same 50 million API calls.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, if you look at Imgur and kind of go, this is maybe an order of magnitude smaller than Reddit, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But they're asking 166 for 50 million API calls.
Yeah.
To then get to $12,000 for 50 million. Like, that is not a level of service that is basically here to just kill third-party apps. Now, why would Reddit want to do this? Well, because if you're using the API, you're not on Reddit's official website or its official app. And if it's not on your official app, they can't track everything you do and they can't serve you ads as efficiently. Mm-hmm. And if they can't do that, they can't make as much money. So guess what? We're not killing third-party apps, guys. We're just pricing it and you can figure it out on your own. But they're effectively killing third-party apps. So,
and they're thinking of going public, right?
I think they are planning an IPO, which is initial public offering, sometime this year or 2024, I believe.
Yeah. So I think they're setting themselves up for it. Mm-hmm. And I guess I kind of.
Oh, come on, Andy. Defend this. Yeah, I want to hear it. Yeah.
No, go ahead. Andy, keep going.
So, well, here's where my brain's at.
Uh huh.
Like,
yeah. Both sides. Yeah.
So
let me play devil's advocate, says the white man.
So, okay, I guess because my brain is thinking about right now with AI combing and taking all this information. Well, not necessarily combing, but directly calling and polling. Maybe they can comb it. I don't know. But I mean, AI is taking all this information and Reddit doing all the work, right?
Is Reddit doing all the work?
Well, no, its users are doing all the work.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, but they're still creating an environment, and they employ like 2,000 people, I think.
Right, and like, this, and I would say they employ quote unquote tens of thousands of more unpaid moderators.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, it's not nothing, and it's just like, I don't know. I don't know what should be free because there's a material cost to all of this.
I don't think anyone's arguing that it shouldn't be free. Sure. Or, I mean, everyone will prefer it would be free, mm-hmm. right? I think that's fair. Mm-hmm. But everyone kind of wants their pricing to be in a more reasonable.
That I 1,000% agree with. I don't think their pricing is even close to reasonable. But I don't. I think what I meant to say is I don't blame them for charging.
Well, I don't think anyone.
Well, that's
would.
Not the argument. So.
Yeah.
Well, even the
main person of Apollo, the main developer on his.
There's only one person, by the way. Apollo is a one person team. Yeah.
Yeah, and I love him for it because Apollo's been great, but he's literally was just like, no, we were completely fine with them charging it. We were free for so long. But it is clear that they weren't even trying to let us still live because for Apollo specifically, for 1 month of usage, he would be paying $20 million.
No, that wasn't a month. That was a year, right?
It's $20 million per. It was $20 million per year, and about $1.7 million per month would be
still an enormous amount of money, right?
Yeah.
Which I understand, and I guess I was reacting more so to, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Who were you reacting to?
I guess what I was reacting to was, well, we all know what happened when I had feelings about video games and pricing. I think I was reacting to like this idea of, you know, we need to keep it free, free and open information, blah, 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 blah. But I don't know if I'm speaking to anyone directly when I say that. I think I'm just reacting to the idea that people want things for free and think things that cost no money.
I mean, and here's the thing, right? Charles, you have Apollo?
Yep.
Is it a monthly subscription?
No, pay once.
Okay, it's a one time.
I paid $5 like 20 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I've used a couple on Android. Right now I'm using Sync.
I used Reddit. Let's say Alien Blue.
Alien Blue.
Bought by Reddit and then.
Yep. I mean, that's there's other fun little details about this too, which I can kind of dive in on. One I already said too, which is basically most of the moderators that run and keep these subreddits, right, these communities clean and highly attractive, right, are unpaid. Mm-hmm. And part of the reason they do that is, or part of the way they do that is through bots that they've automated and tools that people have developed that run off those APIs. Reddit has promised that it's like, no, we'll get official moderator tools up. And like, that's a great thing, right? That they want to do that, but they should have those ready before they turn off the API.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, that's like business planning 101, which is like, we're going to do something later, but just turn it off now. Like that's not a plan. That's just being like, fuck it. Secondly, the official Reddit app actually doesn't – I don't know if this is just iOS and Android, but I know from what I read on iOS, the official Reddit app does not support screen readers. So people who are visually impaired, like people who are literally legally blind, right, they need screen readers to read the text to them, cannot use the official app. So without the API and third-party applications, they would be unable to use Reddit.
Yeah.
Seemingly too, they also have third-party tools that leverage the API on desktop as well to help that as well, because their screen reader functionality and the formatting of Reddit is not great on desktop either. But this is really, it's really coming down to a more mobile argument. And then one other piece of news that I think, you know, everyone should be aware of,
everyone,
is that also Reddit saying as also moving to this pricing model too, all content marked not safe for work will be removed from the API. So even if someone does pay, if your content is marked or your community is marked not safe for work, you ain't getting it on your phone.
Why?
What an idiot they're doing. What are you fucking doing?
Hey, and I know it's very easy. It's very easy to go, my porn. And yeah, sure. Reddit is... By and large, a large community of pornography. But that doesn't just include pornography, right? There are not safe for work is also used for conversations of like an intense and triggering nature, content, medical, right? Medical content. And also, you know, images that, frankly speaking, are triggering, right? So they're it's not just porn. It's just things that are like, you know, slightly more adult, slightly more... you know, you don't want people just walking into it without seeing it. You want a warning, right? But if the API doesn't have any of that, then, well, fuck. It's like you've now just neutered. I have no concept of how much of Reddit is not safe for work versus not safe for work by their metrics. But you've just cut out a huge swath of the content for the API, too. So, man, I'm sitting over here watching Twitter slow motion death, which honestly I check Twitter less and less every day because TweetDeck is the only way that I interact with Twitter now that the third party apps are gone. And I literally only stick with Twitter because that is the only place I get content from some people I like to follow. Mm-hmm. Right. They post to Twitter.
Not Mastodon.
Yeah, they're still there. Blue Sky, I think, is going to be the replacement, which is the former CEO of Twitter, has an invite only social media platform he's working on.
Isn't he like a crypto bro though? And like,
yeah, software? Well, you know, people are weird.
Yeah.
But now I'm sitting here going, man, this might be Reddit doesn't change course. Reddit as a desktop only experience is going to be rough. Like, browsing Reddit on my phone is something I do like first thing in the morning. Like, that's, I go to rall, I refresh, and I say, hey, did anything blow up yesterday? No, great. You know what I mean? Like, that is a news aggregator, and that's where I get a lot of my news.
And there's nothing like Reddit.
There are some competitors.
What, Dig?
Well, remember, Dig died so Reddit could run.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not going to go, it's not going to reverse. I don't see Dig living.
I would certainly say Reddit is much bigger than Dig ever was.
For sure.
Yeah. I was never a Dig person. I was on Fark.com.
I don't know Fark. I was a Dig person. What's Fark?
Fark is, it was also a news aggregator with forum-like thing. It's still there today. I don't know if the creator is problematic. His name is Drew Curtis. He was always kind of a
problematic person.
if someone was going to be problematic, it was going to be him, but I don't know enough to know if he was or was not or is not.
This means we're gonna have to use 4chan.
Yeah, sure.
That's what's gonna replace it.
Yeah,
look, no, I'm ready to reinstall StumbleUpon.
I haven't thought of that in a long time.
World.
Just one final piece about this before we just complete, he can get into more of our takes, but also starting June 12th, several subreddits and big subreddits of that are going dark for at least 2 days is most of their commitment, with most of them either saying they'll be going private, which means you won't be able to access the subreddit at all, or just restricting content. So it will still be up, but new posts will not be allowed. Man, I just see this and I'm like, fuck. If they do this, this might be like it was so. I remember when Dig did Dig 2.0 and it just cratered. Like, how fast would you say Dig died? Was it like 3-4 months
after Dig 2?
Yeah,
it was less than a year guaranteed.
I don't remember 2.0. I think I transitioned to Reddit before Dig died.
People were bleeding off to Reddit for a while because Dig was implementing a lot of bullshit. Mm-hmm. It's just so weird. Like, you know, there's been a lot of times people are like, oh, Reddit's like for normies now. And it was like, what was the big thing? It was like, oh, they banned revenge porn. And people were very upset.
Yeah, that's the real spirit of Reddit.
But it was, you know, this is the first time I think there was also the time that the CEO / co-creator Spez edited some people's comments in the back end, and people were like, we can't, this is not something we can do. It invalidates the whole of the concept of the website if admins go in and change people's comments. Yeah. That one I think was a decent controversy, but I think this time is like, this is one of the few times where Reddit's like, boy, you are on the wrong side of this, Reddit.
Yeah, agreed.
I mean, they're looking at money, and we'll see what happens, because they die without their community, which just makes us so stupid.
But if they want money, like if they, I'm sure they have balance sheets to figure this out, but it's like, if they want money, charge them a reasonable rate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and also like people don't realize how there's so much content that gets generated spun off of Reddit from the threads that people create.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there are fucking giant YouTube channels where people just add voice text-to-speech to posts on Reddit and just read them out loud.
Oh,
like the Am I the Asshole ones, or like fucking like just all these random ass like subreddits. There's so like, you know, the joke like BuzzFeed just goes into a popular Reddit thread, gaming Reddit thread, and just goes and makes an article from it. It's just like, there it is. Whatever, like it's a very often used thing that I think doesn't always get its full credit on how much conversation spins off from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Reddit is as important to culture as I would say TikTok is.
Yeah, Reddit's huge. It's a big deal.
I don't know. It's just, man, I don't know. It's this is Reddit's been such a weird. I mean, this Reddit is how the three of us met.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, on a D&D or looking.
Yeah, we're looking for a group post for a D&D group. That's how the three of us met. Oh, and that's what I mean. Like Reddit has been such a core part of our lives for the better part of a decade now that I'm like sitting here going, like, if Reddit shut down, or I mean, shut, it's not going to shut. Well, who knows? But, you know, if Reddit stops becoming what it is today, right?
By obligation, we have to disband a D&D group. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. We all walk our separate ways. But I mean, it's like communities will fracture, and I'm sure something will come up, but it's going to be a weird Wild West time where, man, it's going to be tough to just get everything. I've heard a lot of people come up with like that thing that I've been saying for a lot of time, which is like, hey, do you want to figure out how to do something? Type in your search query and then type Reddit at the end of it. Because I guarantee you someone's asked that question in the community specifically on Reddit already. And you'll get a lot of good detailed information out of there. Like we're not going to have that if Reddit starts splintering off because people, it starts shedding its user base because of this. So like Discord is not infinitely searchable like this.
No, not in the least.
Yeah. Oh man.
I know. This is very disappointing. I'm very sad. I mean, also, I would say to you, too, like, I think we, you know, activism is what it is. But, you know, hey, do try not to use Reddit for like June 12th, June 13th. Right. Just try to tank their numbers.
Right.
Like, that's the only way you're going to get.
Yeah. Don't masturbate during those days, guys. It's fine.
Or, you know what? Just, hey, download a bunch, right?
There you go. There you go. Save it for later.
Yeah, it's sad. I'm sad. I'm sad about it. Like, it's so funny, too. Like, I don't know if you've ever talked to people who don't, like, they only know Reddit in passing, which is like, oh, you know, I'm on Reddit. And they kind of look at you funny. I'm like, but I'm not a misogynist. Like, Reddit still kind of has a bad
Well, listen, guys, we found the Boston bomber, so it's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that was a rough one. That was a rough one.
You know that lesson in how bad witch hunting can be.
Yeah. Reddit is the best and the worst thing.
Hey, like Reddit this. Secret Santa is a great event.
And no, they killed that, Charles.
I know.
They killed it?
Something yeah, they great came up
because people were there's something about sharing addresses and people are sending things that it didn't.
I mean, I read it's a different place than I'm sure when Secret Santa started.
Yeah, I participated in it.
Aww,
I did too, actually. I was hoping to get that Bill Gates Reddit.
I know. You're always hoped you get Bill Gates, never did. I got a professional baseball player though, once. I sent him a bunch of coffee. He was very excited.
So yeah, anyways.
Yeah, from one disappointment to another. Hey, remember how we talked about how Redfall was going to have a fantastic, like, what the fuck happened here article? Hey, it's here. Cub reporter Jason Schreier on the move again. What the fuck happened with Redfall? Well, that's what happens is when 70% of the team that made Prey, Austin Arcane's previous game, left the studio during the development of Redfall because they did not want to make a live service shooter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 70%. And that's not to say like they didn't replace those people as they switched out. But when you're talking about pedigree for game design, yeah. That's what's going to fucking kill you. Also notes, too, that Redfall was announced at a time when ZeniMax, the previously private studio that Microsoft bought, pushed Redfall out. At the same time, they also pushed out Fallout 76. And what was the other game?
I don't know.
Oh, there's one more game that had stupid light service shit. Wolfenstein Youngblood.
Oh, that had live service stuff?
Yes, it did, and that's why people didn't like it. People also didn't like Fallout 76. So this is part of them trying to create a live service department or live service platform, and Fallout 76, failure. Wolfenstein Youngblood, failure. Redfall, failure. It's also funny to think about that, too, is that Activision had a publishing license with Bungie, and Bungie hated them so much they broke it.
I thought what was really interesting in this is that, so yeah, it was basically this, it was a snowballing failure, but when they got bought out by Microsoft, the team was hoping that they would cancel Redfall.
Yeah, yeah. The team was like, oh, thank God. They'll just come in. And they're like, hey, no, guys, do what you're doing. They're like, fuck.
Yeah. And that's what makes I forgot his name.
Phil Spencer.
His comment of letting them, you know, work on their own just made hearing it now with that context makes this even worse. That you have a team that's doing it that doesn't want it. They were saying that all the people that they were hiring didn't want to do it either. They wanted to do single player. They also underpay all their workers. And it's just, it was a disaster. Of course it turned out like this. Of course it did.
Oh, boy. It's just, it's one of those things where you're just like, you always hope that it's a passion project that fails and it's not, you know what I mean? Right. I'd always rather see a studio take a swing because they want to and they fail on it than they were told to do something and they failed while they're doing it. This is the latter, unfortunately.
It was something no one wanted.
Yeah.
Just like Golem or Golem or whatever it was. I imagine that team was under the same circumstance.
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
no one wants that.
You're working on a classic IP, so maybe that gives you a little there. But
I guess.
Yeah.
But interesting to hear. It was everything you think would be wrong.
Yeah. Oh, also that old chestnut of Arcane or X Studio Magic was used.
Oh, yeah.
I like how that just keeps popping up. Like
if you're unaware, when BioWare was releasing Anthem and that failed critically, they were like, BioWare Magic will save us, right? Because it says we as a company can't fail. And then basically people were saying the same thing about Redfall internally, not the developers, I'm sure, but you know, just like they're be like, Arcane Magic will turn it around at the end.
So, well, look at that.
Wow. Yeah, that's I mean, it restores some faith in me about Arcane, but at the same time, it means that I'm never really going to care about an Arcane game again if 70% of the team that made Prey is left.
Yeah, right?
All of those people are now gone. So Arcane Austin is basically, I almost wonder too. I mean, they get another shot, right? They can make another game, but like if Arcane doesn't hit big on their next game, I would not be surprised if Arcane Austin gets shuttered.
Mm-hmm.
Like you only had so much cachet, right, on your name, and when the dirty laundry comes out that more than half of your studio is left, it's like, well, then what's even the fucking point?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. No, I agree. You goddamn monsters.
Yeah.
Well, I bet their next game isn't going to be multiplayer.
I fucking hope so.
If Microsoft makes them do that, oof.
No. Oh, I don't think Microsoft will.
I think they know better now.
Especially if they have Call of Duty. They have the biggest live service game in the world. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
Speaking of live service games, Money Printer goes burr, baby.
That's right.
Diablo 4 is now the fastest selling Blizzard game of all time.
Wow.
Makes sense.
Well, they certainly marketed it enough.
Yeah, they did. They marketed the shit out of that game. I'm trying to find, I don't think they released the actual numbers. They say that more than players, people have already played 93 million hours in just the 4 days of early access.
Has it released yet?
It is as of yesterday at 7 p.m. Eastern. It was released.
It was released. Wow.
Yeah, was it? In the 4 days since early access started on June 1st, Diablo 4 has been played for 93 million hours or over 10,000 years, the equivalent to playing 24 hours a day since the beginning of human civilization. They, I don't think they have the numbers for what they sold in there, but still, I think they're pretty good if they're dunking on them. I'm sure they're waiting for the full release to release their numbers. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've been playing it all weekend. It's real fun. Monetization hasn't bugged me at all. Charles, I know you linked an article in our Slack about how one guy was raging about it. I think one of the skins is essentially $25. And you know what? That's fair. That's a stupid amount of money. But I will say it really is not in your face.
Well, let's say I, the reason I linked that was it's the it's more of a the article he writes is more of a lament on like we should have stopped it at the horse armor.
here's the joke. It has horse armor you can buy.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Time is a flat circle.
They know what they're doing.
Yep. So yeah, it was and I find it because they even admit in the article just being like, yeah, and you know what? Not a couple weeks ago did I not spend $5 on a Leon streetwear skin for Resident Evil 4. That's it. So and he goes, so it's just we let things go, and then you know the entire the floodgates are open. Mm-hmm. People just could do whatever.
I mean, here's the thing I'll tell you. And I looked at all those sets and I was like, do I want to buy one? And I don't see, I see the back of my head. You know what I mean? Like, you don't see your character as much in this game.
Sure.
Because of the like isometric or view. So honestly, it might, if they start doing like particle effects and shit, like, oh, hey, you know, we're going to reskin your
the skill. The Path of Exile approach.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to reskin the skill so it does super cool shit. I'd be like, I might think about that. But for right now, no. And I mean, I'm not going to pay more than $25 for it. Like $25 is like that's the absolute max for me to be like, how much do I really
That's want almost this? Half the price of the game.
Yeah.
Well, it's seven. Yeah, I know.
Like,
but I mean, I would say it's been super fun. I've had a great time with it. It definitely feels like they picked up right where Diablo 3 left off. So
cool. Well, they needed this to be good.
They did. They really fucking, well, they still, again, gotta wait for that battle pass. Let's see how they fuck it up.
Sure.
Hey, I remember a conversation with you two.
Oh.
About how Final Fantasy, which one do you two hate? Is it 8 or 9?
Oh, 9.
Oh, no, it's 9.
Yeah, it's 9? Well, that's right, baby, because Jeff Grubb, rumor monger, has said that Square Enix, he says that definitely a Final Fantasy remake, a Final Fantasy IX remake is real and happening.
Yeah. Well, I don't think this was fully a surprise, right? This was also in the NVIDIA leaks.
It's in the NVIDIA leak, and the NVIDIA leak so far is one for one. I don't think it's missed anything so far.
Oh, really?
Bloodborne PC was in the NVIDIA leak too.
Also Final Fantasy Tactics remake was also on that list.
Yeah, listen, we haven't
I'm willing either. To sell my soul. All right, I'll let 9 through if it means Tactics gets in.
I mean, you have to figure because they've been Tactics would be a pixel remaster, right? And they knock those out pretty quickly.
I know. What is the fucking holdup, huh?
Yeah. What is the holdup? Why did we need Triangle Strategy? Just give us Tactics Remake, you goof.
Yeah. Triangle Strategy was a good game, but
I mean that's fair. I mean, if the you know. I hear you. That's fair. But how does this guy know this? Like, this must be one of the most protected.
Oh, people. I mean, here's the thing. People have opinions about Jeff Grubb.
I actually don't know who he is.
He's a games journalist, and he's often at the source of being like, it's definitely going to be this, and then it's not. And he's like, well, I was wrong. But he's also been right enough that people aren't like, they're like, he's right. It's not enough. He's not guessing, right? He's definitely hearing things from people, but I think a lot of times he takes too much to heart when he hears rumors.
I don't know. This is such an easy thing to say. I feel like for a long time everybody thought 9 is going to be remade, but I just don't know how this could get out. Because I'm sure Square is guarding this. This is going to be a huge reveal when it happens. Because for some reason, everybody thinks this is the best one.
Oh, Andy, this weekend, I literally had that argument.
Yeah.
Good. In the middle of the tournament.
Good.
because somebody next to me had custom Final Fantasy IX art sleeves.
Ooh.
And somebody across the table recognized that art. Go, do you know that artist of fan fiction? And somehow that was a thing that led to its own thing. But they were just talking about Final Fantasy IX, and hopefully that remake gets fully announced.
Hey, I mean, if you should make it an interesting game, then go ahead.
Right. And I had to shut my mouth because, you know what? When we all love Final Fantasy, let's not rain on each other's parade.
Exactly. It's not the time and place, right?
No. Not yet, at least.
why remake this one? I don't know. 8 would be an interesting remake, I feel like.
Yeah. I actually would like to see 8 remake. You gotta give it a shot.
Yeah.
For the 8, Zidane?
That's nice.
That's 9.
Yeah.
Wait, Squall. Yeah, okay.
Yep. With a gunblade. How do you get cooler than a gunblade?
So was cool. Devil May Cry also did it.
That was the big thing with 8 coming to PC. It was like, wasn't the source code for it like lost for like 20 years or some shit?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds familiar.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah.
Well, we have one last thing to close out our show so we don't go over an hour again like we've been doing the past couple weeks.
We are so much to say. Exclusively announcing Final Fantasy IX Remake. Thank you.
What?
Who? We just have one more thing.
Yeah. Our one more thing, James.
Oh, I see. No, it's that we are approaching not E3, Summer Game Fest.
Oh.
That's right, baby. So coming up this week, we have the Guerrilla Collective stream. This is Jeff's Summer Game Fest kickoff. That's on Thursday, followed by the Devolver Direct stream. There's the Wholesome Direct, the Future Game Show, the Xbox and Starfield Direct, the PC Gaming Show, Ubisoft Forward, and a Capcom Showcase.
Mm.
These are all taking place from Thursday, June 8th to Monday, June 12th in the Eastern time window. Which are you guys most excited about?
Probably Devolver for me.
Yeah? Devolver is always a fun time.
They're just fun. They're fun. And somehow they just have a pretty good track record. They just know how to pick them.
Yep.
Charles.
What you got, Charles? Charles? Okay. I wasn't sure. I was
this is a tough choice, Charles. Take us through your process. What's going on?
I'm trying,
Yeah.
I'm trying to think about the things I'm looking forward to.
Sure.
I think the things you would most be looking forward to would either be at Jeff's Summer Game Fest or the PC Gaming Show.
So, yes, that was my thoughts of thinking. I'm trying to decide what game specifically I'm hoping to hear more about.
Mm-hmm.
And I might be leaning towards the PC Gaming Show.
Mm-hmm.
Because of I believe they're called Frost Giant, which is the team of RTS people that left Activision Blizzard to make their own StarCraft like RTS.
That's
team.
Right.
Oh,
which they premiered a little bit of, like they showed concept art and some animations last year, if I recall. Hopefully, it's been a year that they have a little bit more to show for it. I bet it's been on my wish list on Steam, since they premiered it. So I think that's where I'm going to be most happy. I don't have faith that Summer Game Fest will have they won't have like the thing that'll make me most happy.
What's right that?
Now.
Bloodborne 60 FPS pitch.
Oh.
I mean, do you think we'll see more Death Stranding 2 there?
Oh.
I see. That's the thing, though. Like, sure, I think you would. But, like, I really, really want a 60 FPS Bloodborne.
What if they announced at the PC Gaming Show? Bloodborne PC. PC at the PC Gaming Show would be the biggest get.
I'd be like, that's incredible. I'm so happy. Yeah, I don't know. Like, yeah.
I mean, do you think we'll hear? Yeah. Do you think we'll finally hear more about Lies of P at Summer Game Fest?
That would make sense.
So I'm at the point, especially since the demo that was, you know, that you've played and some other people have played and given their impressions, that I don't need to see it more. I just need it out.
Well, right now we don't have a confirmed date. We just have August.
Right. So. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I just need it out. Even if they do it today and they were like, here's the date, I'd be like, okay, cool.
I mean, here's the thing with that game. If they pushed it up into July, I wouldn't be shocked. It played super clean, right? Like, it was playing great when I played it. And that was, what, 2 months ago at this point? I mean, I don't know if they're going to do a physical release for it, probably. But I don't know. I wouldn't be shocked maybe if they announce, like, or at least early August, late July for Lies of P, if they don't delay it. You're either going to get that game early or they're delaying it. I think that's going to be the two options for that. I don't think they're going to push that game into just like, you know, oh, it'll come out September, October. They're not going to send it out to die next to fucking Spider-Man and Starfield, you know? Although maybe that might all Sony has.
Man, can you imagine?
Well, actually, that's not true. They have Spider-Man. That's fine. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I think I'm curious about the PC gaming show too. PC gaming show is always this very weird showcase where it's like, I don't know, man, like an hour and a half of bullshit and then 20 minutes of like, holy shit, why is this game here? that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Didn't Midnight Suns get announced at the PC gaming show?
Oh, actually, maybe.
It might have.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think it might have. Everyone's like, why are you announcing a Marvel game at a fucking Day 9 show?
It's weird, but
yeah. Well, I'm gonna be in Mexico for all of it.
So. Oh
yeah, we won't hear James playing his drinking game.
Well, you know, actually I'll be in an all-inclusive, so you know what I could do? I could really do the drinking game
if I don't get to. That money's worth. Go in.
That's right. Just sit at the fucking infinity pool while my partner stares at me madly while I go, well, Death Stranding. Bloodborne, bring me a bottle.
Bring me a bottle. That sounds like a nice time.
See, I'm looking forward to it. But we're going to fucking, next episode's going to be well over an hour. But we'll talk about that next time on another episode of Add to Party. A friendship simulator masquerading as a news show. I've been your host, James. I don't want another fucking new social media platform, Hartwell. And I've been joined by...
Honestly, Charles, I guess I just don't use the internet much anymore. Come on. And I've been joined by...
Andy, meat is murder. Okay.
We're going to get you vegan yet, Andy.
I know. I'm getting there.
You won't eat anything that casts a shadow.
Listen, or a egg face. Prices are down now, though, so maybe I can't switch just yet.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Good night.